Hi, my name is Nora and I'm an addict. It's weird to be up here, like really up. I talked to my sponsor about sharing here and she told me that maybe you can write a love letter to NA and share your story like through that. So I did it. And I'm not going to read the letter, but it starts like, "Dear NA, thank you for the life." So that says much. And I have been feeling emotional today. Maybe it's nerves, maybe it's like appreciation to NA and to my life today. And I have some notes because if I'm gonna froze so I can look something up. I wanna share something about my life when I was growing up. I was in a family, religious family, like quite strict, so that affected my life. I didn't understand the rules and everything, so I didn't really understand what was going on. And I was very sensitive and fearful, and I escaped to imaginary worlds, like I lived there. It was easier, and I thought that I'm not good in this way or this kind of being this kind of person. I escaped as much as possible, and drugs was a big answer for me because I could be whatever I like to be, like braver and like do crazy things that people were asking me to or even didn't ask, and I didn't really wasn't good being in my own skin or living with my emotions. I didn't want to see them really or feel them, and that's really an issue still. I'm scared of my feelings. My life was like, I wanted to be a good girl still, even though I was using. I was quite good at school, and I had a job all the time, and I wanted to like look good and I wanted to have a job, and I don't like, okay, my life is not that bad while using because I have an apartment and I have a job and everything seems okay, even though it wasn't. Because the other side of that was like, in the end of my using, I went work high and sometimes ambulance came and take me to the hospital, and I was very suicidal, and I couldn't handle using well. my mental health was like in pieces very quickly, so it wasn't good for me. And after that desperation, I don't think I ever could believe that there is other way of living or I could have life that I actually want to live, that I don't want to kill myself or it's worth living. So I didn't see that at all. So that's why I asked help finally. And after that, I came to NA, and it was first meeting was weird experience. Like it was warm and weird at the same time. When I introduced myself, everyone was like, "Hi, Nora," and I was like, "Oh my God, this is too much." And at the same time, it felt good that people are seeing me, who I am. And I relate so much in the first meeting that I knew that this is my place, this is my home. Like, I could get help here. So, yeah. But at the same time, I was thinking, like, maybe this is like a front that people are like putting show for me or something like that, that I would stay. I can see later that it's not true, but it wasn't front, it's true. People, we are here for together to each other and want to help each other stay clean. So I still feel that. And I remember that the biggest thing at first was like, okay, honesty. I can start being honest. First, it meant to me that I didn't have to lie what I was doing or where I was. But I realized that honesty is much more than that. It's honesty to myself and to my higher power, because I had so much denial. I have pictured myself like totally different person than I am, actually. I am that sensitive, fearful little girl still inside me. So I have put some, I don't know what's the word, but like the mask and cover over me and decided that okay, I'm not like that, so it's gonna work out well. But in recovery, I realized that that was total lie. Lie that I am not that kind of person that I was like to imagine I would be. And it's been such a relief because I have been so ashamed of my own thoughts and feelings a lot too, that I can be honest about those, even to my higher power. I don't have to tell like other person even, but I can tell my higher power what I'm feeling and thinking, and I don't have to feel ashamed because they are okay. I'm okay, I'm enough. That's also one thing that I have always thought, that I am not enough. And that's why I wanted to be perfect all the time. And I still want to be sometimes. I'm happy that it's less and less, but it's there. It's there all the time. I think I'm gonna like jump there and jump there, but this is how it goes today. When I came to NA, I heard some that I should go many meetings and start working steps and have a sponsor and call people and be at service. And I wanted to do those, all those things, but maybe not working the steps. That sound like hard work, so I postponed that a little bit. And but those are still the same things that works for me. There is no other magic tricks or other things. Those are the tools that still are good for me, and I do in my recovery. Yeah, but yeah, those steps have helped me like grow and get to know me, get to know real, true me, whatever that is, in which time of my life, because that changes. And my ability to be honest to myself and grow is changing also. So that's why I have been working a step several rounds, so I get to more out of them, and it works for me. And in the beginning, I realized that I was speaking to myself very badly. I was all the time like, why are you doing that? Like, picking myself, like, all the time. I'm doing everything wrong, and why are you standing there? What do you think? I could tell myself, what do you think that, why you think you can stand there and speak? Or something like that. And when I realized that, I just tried to do opposite. I was like, okay, shut up, disease. I don't listen to you. I want to speak more kind to myself. And I think the program and the steps are really an action program. And spirituality is actions for me. And it's very practical. I can do things differently nowadays. And I have that choice. The program has showed me that I have that choice today. Like, every time I have a choice to make a different decision. And I have that hope that I can stay clean no matter what. So that was huge relief also, because first I was scared that what if I'm gonna have to relapse, because I heard other people's experiences that they have come NA and relapsed, and everyone have a different story, and I respect people that are coming back. But my story is that I stayed for the first meeting, and I don't have to go back using. And that's like my story. And my clean day is 15 March 2007. Yeah. Yeah, this is quite weird still speak up here. I'm not gonna lie. But I was thinking what I have learned for the steps. It's easier for me, like, put timeline to my recovery when I'm thinking the steps, because they have given me so much. And I remember my first six step that I was realizing those behind my denials, that, okay, maybe I'm not the person I thought. Those were like huge things. Actually, I remember that the worst thing for me that I realized that I was too kind. That was like biggest issue for me that I realized for my first six step that I'm too kind. I couldn't share that even at the meeting. I have to go before the meeting ends, because I'm kind of person that if someone bothers me, I like to share. So I didn't want to share that I realized that I'm too kind or people pleaser. So I didn't want to say that. But I'm so grateful for those steps that I get to know who I am really, and live my life like humbly, like that I get to accept that, like all my qualities. I don't want to say good or bad because I usually put them in the categories. But I have different sides, and I tell myself because I like to think there's like different sides of me. Of course, I don't like to act like destructive ways anymore. Then I continued, obviously, steps, and I want to share with the ninth step that it was huge relief for all the shame and guilt that I have been carrying with me. I was carrying all those past events with my current relationships and all those the past ones, and when I did amends, it was very, very hard. It still is. It's not fun, actually. It's scary. But what I'm gaining those, it's the price that I could stand up straight and look people in the eyes and don't feel the shame in every relationship or meeting people, so I don't have that baggage anymore. And I have also learned continuing that. I remember this because it was big realization for me that sometimes I can be hangry because it's angry and hungry. And it's not good state, but I get to see that, so it's not like everyone else around me are assholes. I'm just hungry or tired or something like that. So 10 step, like really, I still get hangry, but yeah, it's not a good state. But I get to see it's that I need to eat or rest or something like that. And big thing for me that I have found my higher power, and it has been grown since I have been recovering. Because of my religious background, it has been different for me in recovery. And I'm so happy that I get to make my own vision of it or my own belief. And that is, I can see that it's very important for me. So I can really rely on that. Yeah, it has been grown very much through my recovery. And I'm also very grateful that I have, because I have been dead serious about myself when I came. I am not that serious anymore, and I'm very happy about that. I can laugh. I have example. I remember that in the beginning I wrote someone like birthday card. I made a mistake and I didn't see that. And someone pointed out like in a meeting that there was a mistake. I was like, oh no, I can't be here. It was devastating that I made a mistake like that. Not many weeks ago, I made a mistake in a birthday card in my home group. And I was like, uh-oh. But it wasn't such a big deal anymore. That's just one example. I was thinking I have been sharing like 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, okay, good. Yeah, so I can start to wrap it up. Yeah, I'm doing my third round of steps at the moment, and this last one has been huge. Like, it started like a snowball effect in my life, like maybe 3-4 years ago, and I'm on my sixth step now. And it started when I have had like really stable life, like through my recovery. I had the same job, almost the same apartment, very long time, and same relationship. And it started when my boss sell the shop where I was working, and she retired, so I get to stay there. But when the new owners came, I realized it wasn't place for me anymore, so I had to think something else, and quickly. And then I realized, okay, maybe I go to school and like study a new profession, and I was happy that I get in when I applied and go to the school and stuff like that. So, but it continue change in my life, and this is like the most emotional years in my life have been, and it's huge, and it's because of the step, because I continued working the steps, calling my sponsors, talking with her, this kind of changes are possible and life happens. I couldn't imagine in my wildest dreams that what's gonna happen in my life. And it wasn't easy because I wanted to fight against it. I don't like changes, like even they would be good or not so good, I don't like them. So I fight that I don't have to accept them, and it's harder for me then. And I have to trust. I didn't want to trust God that this is gonna happen in my life. I have an amazing girlfriend now, and I didn't know that I was gay since then, so it was huge for me. And I was asking my sponsor that, can I like share this? And she was like, of course, it's your story. And it's through you working the steps, you get to be honest and you get to be who you are. And that really clicked something in me in the right places that I didn't know that wasn't in the right place. I don't know if I can explain that, but it was hard but wonderful experience. And and there was quite some time that I was hoping that everything would come back to normal and not that bumpy ride, and it came. I came to the other side, so I'm happy about that. Maybe I want to share something from my love letter to NA, because I think it's a good way to end my share and show the appreciation for the NA. Uh, I didn't realize that I get to have life actually beyond my wildest dreams. And I have learned love and accept love because of the NA program. And through that, I have found a higher power that is that unconditional love that I need. Yeah, maybe that's it. Thank you.